Welcome, everyone, to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you and inviting you to visit us here in the Valentine, Nebraska area. Go to visitvalentine.org. Check out the Cherry County Visitor Promotion Board as they invite you to make a trip down the Niobrara River. Stay at Merritt Reservoir, home of the International Dark Skies and the Nebraska Star Party. Check things out for next summer when you're planning your Midwest vacation. It's at visitvalentine.org.
And our readership, that's Tri-State Livestock News, is represented in nearly every continental state, plus Alaska and Canada. It is published every Saturday, and it's been going since 1963. Tri-State Livestock News, it's got all you need for ag information. Livestock industry, they have it all covered. Make sure you go to tsln.com to check them out. That's where you can subscribe and get your weekly edition of Tri-State Livestock News.
This is something from Bruce Kiskaden, and it was published back in 1947. Kind of fits in with our countdown to Halloween here, called Ghost Canyon Trail. There are things that told of spirits bold and the trail of Santa Fe. There's many a tale of the Chisholm Trail and the trail to Laramie. But this is the tale of an obscure trail, but few men have traveled on, where a spirit was known to ride alone, twixt the midnight hour and dawn. It would wind and creep through canyons deep and over the mesa wide. The men who knew this trail were few, where the phantom used to ride. At times was heard a careless word some drinking man let fall, but 'twas held a joke by the rangeland folk that no one believed at all. I learned the truth from a hard youth. He was one of those reckless men who could ride in the lead of a night stampede or the dust of a bronco pen. On a winter night when the stars were bright and the dying moon was low, he was holding his course on a jaded horse, and the pace that he made was slow. The cow horse flinched and cringed till the cinch was almost against the ground. His quivering ears showed deathly fear, and the cowboy looked around. He felt the thrill of a clammy chill as he traveled along his spine, for he saw at his side a phantom ride with never a word or sign. He kept his place, for he sat his pace to the cowboy's jogging speed. There came no sound on the frozen ground from the tread of his phantom steed. He showed the flash of a long mustache and a tilted campaign hat. There, straight and strong, with stirrups long, the phantom trooper sat. There were all alone, and the pale moon shone through the ghost at the cowboy's side. His courage fled as he rode with the dead alone on the mesa wide. No sign of flight, no show of fight the buckaroo displayed, for slugs of lead won't hurt the dead through the midst of the vapor shade. With the mesa passed, they came at last to a canyon wide and dark, where some stone huts stood in the cottonwoods that had long been an old landmark. Each ruined shack had a chimney black and a roofless crumbling wall. A living spring was the only thing that was useful to men at all. The chilling breeze through the leafless trees gave a dreary, dismal moan. The trooper stayed in the ghastly shade, and the cowboy rode alone. Strange tales are heard of what occurred at the place in the years gone by, ere that restless soul of the night patrol rode under the starlit sky. What the trooper knows, or where he goes, nobody has ever found. But the tale is told of the lone patrol by the other settlers round. There's a cowboy trim with a face that's grim. We'll never forget that ride on a winter night in the pale moonlight by the phantom trooper's side. By Bruce Kiskaden from Rhymes of the Ranges and Other Poems in 1947.
That is an amazing piece. Here's a couple of little lighthearted pieces. There's always one teacher you had a crush on. Remember when you were little?
Yeah.
For me, it's my wife's aerobics teacher. Brian Kelly sent that to us. Oh, and Harry asked his friend Larry to help him with something. I think the blinker signal on my car is broken, he says. Stand behind the car. When I turn it on, tell me if the blinker's working. Larry situates himself behind the car while Harry gets in the driver's seat and hits the blinker. Is it working? He yells back. Yes, said Larry. No. Yes. No. Yes.
I kind of seen that one coming.
Yeah, it's an old one.
Folks, if you have something to send to us, please do send that to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening to this local radio station for The Good Stuff.